Daphne says she's got a
tale as old as time
with her group therapy. Let's dive in.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Do you think she feels like a Disney princess right now? Maybe she should. Ben and Kelly, I need to borrow the wisdom of your listeners because my brain and my heart are currently wrestling.
Okay.
I'm married, and I swear this feels like a story everyone's heard before, but now I'm living in it.
Tale as old as time.
My husband has a female friend who is also married, and they talk a lot.
Okay.
Like daily texts, sometimes phone calls, the whole thing. And it's not one-sided either. She reaches out to him. He reaches out to her. It's been going on for about 4 months now.
Okay.
So here's where my chest starts to tighten. He went on a work trip last month. And I realized he talked to her more than he talked to me.
Okay.
We've all hung out together a few times. She seems nice enough, and I honestly can't imagine her husband's thrilled about how close they are either. I'll be fully transparent. I did look through their texts.
Ooh.
There's nothing inappropriate, nothing sneaky. He's not deleting messages or hiding his phone. He admits they talk a lot and say they're just friends. He also has a male friend he texts pretty darn often, too, which makes me feel like I shouldn't be this bothered, but I am. I don't want to be the jealous wife. I don't want to accuse him of something he hasn't done, but how am I supposed to feel when another woman is getting more of my husband's attention than I am? So am I being paranoid? Can friendships like this really stay innocent long term, or am I right to feel like this is a slippery slope towards something I don't want to deal with? Thanks, guys.
Dang, that's tough. But
it is tough.
Is it one of those things where he's got to talk to her because of the job? Or is it, that's one thing she didn't really elaborate on. Was it only about work stuff?
Right. What do the conversations entail?
Yeah. Is it a, is it fully work related, or does it dive into the personal side of things, you know? Because if it's, you know, the personal side of things, you know, you could just have a point blank conversation with him and be like, hey, I just feel uncomfortable about you sharing all this stuff with this person. You know, work related is fine, but once you get into your life and how you're feeling, those thoughts and whatever should be for me, not her.
Yeah, and she just, again, needs to, I think, emphasize, listen, I feel like you're talking to her more than me, and put yourself in my shoes. That's hard.
Have you been through this? What did you do? What was the outcome? Let us know. 502-795-1997 is our number. You can text or voice note us, or give us a call and let us know your story, all right? So our listener, Daphne, for group therapy on 99.7 DJX, is all like, hey, my husband's work bestie is another married woman, and he talks to her more than he talks to me and is bothered by it. I don't know if she's actually told him what she told us. Let's assume maybe they've at least had a conversation in some form or another. Sierra says, girl, I've been in your shoes. Get out. If he knows it's making you uncomfortable and he's still doing it, it shows he doesn't respect your boundaries. Very inappropriate also to be messaging someone of the opposite sex while you're married and in a relationship. I don't know if I agree with all of that. I mean, you can sit there and you can message other people as long as you're very transparent about what you're doing with your partner.
Yeah? Well, and Daphne has gone through the text messages, didn't find anything inappropriate. Jessica says, I can't say for sure what he's doing is nefarious, yet all these situations just sound and feel icky to me. The biggest thing, in my opinion, is the fact that one spouse is aware that something they're doing bothers the other, and they do nothing to change it. Yes. Again,
yes,
the same point.
Right.
Yeah. I'd say one more serious conversation and be completely honest with him about how you feel, that you aren't necessarily jealous, but that he's your husband and you want him to spend more time with you and talk to you. If things don't change after that, that might be your sign.
Okay. Yeah, you know, yes, this is a subject that we've tackled before.
Tale as old as time.
Amy from Eminence says, Ben, you're killing me with that. It enhances the story, though, right? Doesn't it?
The listening experience is enhanced by some Beauty and the Beast drops, right?
Probably makes Daphne feel like a Disney princess.
Maybe, perhaps.
Because she needs that right now.
But yeah, you know, I mean, it's the main thing is just making sure that he is aware that maybe he doesn't know that it bothers you on the level it does.
Yes, and Trina says, I don't think it's necessarily them talking that's the issue. It's the amount of time it's taking up.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, mentioning the fact that it's uncomfortable, if he doesn't care, then there's your issue. May not be a problem now, but this is how it can start.
Yeah, and no one wants to feel like the person that they are committed to, they are second on the list of importance with that person, right?
Now, Ashley says, speaking from someone that's had a male best friend for 15 years since basic training, we're only friends, have only ever been friends. Neither one of us has ever thought of crossing that line. I definitely think that guys and girls can be just friends.
All right.
So that helps her feel a little bit better. But I think, yes, the big issue here is the amount of time, and that it sometimes feels like this other woman is winning the war of time.
Of time, right.
With him.
For sure.
And so maybe, yeah, if he makes it, he needs to just pay a little bit more attention to that. And the fact that she's expressed that, and he needs to make her feel validated and say, oh, I totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll make sure we cut that back.
That is best case scenario. Good luck, Daphne. Keep us posted. That's Group Therapy.